The federal government says it'll give farmers $12 billion in aid payments early next year. MTPR's Victoria Traxler reports state agriculture leaders are torn on the plan.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says $11 billion is allotted for row crops like wheat and soy, and $1 billion for specialty commodities. For months, the nation's agricultural sector urged D.C. for support. Federal policy changes this year led to record high costs for things like fertilizer and equipment. They also reduced the number of markets farmers could sell wheat and soybeans to. Montana Farm Bureau Federation President Cindy Johnson welcomes the relief.
This bridge payment, to my understanding, is supposed to try to put a little dent in all of those issues that have impacted all of us across the country.
Details are limited on how the funds will be divided up between farmers, but Johnson trusts the aid will be equitable and will come to Montana farmers. Other industry experts are frustrated. Montana Farmers Union President Walter Schweitzer says the recent trade wars have caused long-term damage. He says these payments won't make up for that.
Because we've lost to customers, we've lost several customers, we've lost a market, and yet we're paying more for our inputs. We're paying four or five times more for fertilizer, chemicals, seeds, parts, equipment, not to mention the delay in getting all of that.
Farmers who want to apply for aid have until December 19th to submit their relevant documents to their local Farm Service Agency office. In Missoula, I'm Victoria Traxler.